Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live, where your calls and thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160 if you would like to weigh in. Again, the number 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Bigless Mountaineer.
And our friend Rich Paul, also known as Nobody, currently has a motion in that would allow him contact with myself and Ian and would allow him to be on the radio show with us. Of course, right now, he's not able to make any public statements on radio or television or anything like that. So Bonnie has been...
Or be in contact with his friends in any way.
Yeah, there's a long list of friends that he cannot have contact with. It's seriously sad, man. It is so sad.
That friendship has been deemed illegal by the state.
So Bonnie has been going through old videos of his finding quotes, and one of the ones I liked, it's actually been done already here on the show, but I liked it enough that I wanted to bring it up. Your government today is doing the things that you think only other people's governments do. It's engaged in murder. It's engaged in extortion. And that, to me, I love that quote because that's what we deal with a lot of our callers, thinking, oh, that's, like Sarah in particular with her, well, the communist governments don't do that.
The Taliban, they're terrorists.
Yeah.
But America, they're the good guys.
It's sad that people view the world that way, but because it's their team that's the ones doing it, suddenly it's no longer this horrific evil thing. No, it's still this horrific evil thing.
A government's a government's a government. I mean, the fact is they operate the same way. They claim a monopoly on the initiation of force, and that leads to the same troubles.
It does. But let's get to the phones. We have Robert calling. I think it was from South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just wanted to say that there is a communist country that has operated for, if you want to look at it from, since the year around the year 400, and that would be the Roman Catholic Church, which is actually an independent country. It's called the Vatican, and it's located in Rome, and operates under authoritarian communism, and many of its members take a vow of poverty, which clearly is kind of communistic, I would say. That so there is such a country, and did you think of that?
Well, so you're describing someone as taking a vow of poverty who rides around on a golden throne.
Well, many of the people in many of the orders of the Catholic Church, that is to say, this country, the Vatican, they do take a vow of poverty, and basically they don't own anything. Basically, not even clothes on their back. Technically,
I think Pickles's question was: did the Pope not take a vow of poverty?
I don't know if the Pope takes a vow of poverty, but basically,
I'm pretty sure that in order to become a Pope, you have to have been a priest, and in order to become
sure
a priest, you have to take
poverty, chastity, and something.
I'm not an expert on Catholicism, though.
Well, I don't know if a priest has to take a vow of poverty. I just know that certain orders do take a vow of poverty, and that's considered to be something that not everybody has to take. As far as I remember, I haven't been around that kind of society for a long time, but I don't remember priests usually taking a vow of poverty.
It's definitely worth bringing up that he's right. This is an authoritarian communist country that has functioned for hundreds of years. And the way that they have functioned for hundreds of years is by bringing in money from other countries throughout the world continuously.
Also true. I mean, this particular communist country happens to have a belief system that spread by the sword until it was one of the most dominant religions in the world that just also happened to have this aspect to it where, you know, God may be all powerful and stuff, but that dude is broke and he needs your money today.
Mm-hmm.
10% of your money, in fact.
Yeah, you have like something like a sixth of the world that's Catholic. And of that, I mean, I could be off on that figure, but not by much.
I don't think it's that high.
Yeah, well, I... It is a significant fraction of the world that's Catholic.
Without doubt.
Of that percentage, they're asked to give 10% of their income.
How much did you say? One in six?
A sixth, yeah.
17%. So, yeah, about right. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's almost... That almost comprises the whole of Christianity throughout the globe.
Roughly half of Christians are Catholic.
Okay. I didn't realize that particular disease was that pervasive among the human species.
Yeah. Ouch. The figures that my head's telling me, I might be off on this, is like roughly half the world is, or sorry, one third of the world is Christian and half of those are Catholics. So, yeah, you have one sixth of the planet that is all supposed to be giving 10% of their income to this authoritarian communist country, and that is what allows it to continuously operate for the last 400 years.
There's no rule that says that Catholics should give 10%. And also many countries get money from other countries. Japan, Germany are perfect examples of countries that get a huge percentage of their, earn a huge percentage of their GNP or as international income.
Well, Robert, you say there's no rule that says they have to give, but Leviticus 27:30 says a tithe of everything from the land, whether grain from the soil or fruit from the tree, belongs to the Lord. It is holy to the Lord. So,
Nevertheless,
they did write a rule down that said you have to give us some of your stuff.
I mean, they don't enforce that rule throughout the world by violence. That's true.
I don't know if they ever collected tithes via violence. That's fair.
But you are certainly encouraged, and in some contexts, like. You are certainly encouraged and expected to render 10% of your income to this country.
And I'm not sure how closely I can accept the parallel of the Vatican being a nation, because that would mean...
No, it totally is.
That would mean that a Catholic American has two separate nations.
No. You have to be clergy in order to have citizenship in Vatican City. No, it is a wild history for those that enjoy weird bits of history. It's right up there with like City of London being a completely different country than the rest of England. Also true. But no, there was this whole thing, especially I think it ended up coming to a head with Mussolini, but there was this big back and forth between Italy and Vatican City, where Vatican City says, we're a country, and Italy says, no, you're not. And eventually they finally came to an agreement of, okay, fine, these are the rules, and you can be your own independent country.
I just certainly did not know that. Robert, thank you so much for the call tonight. And it never would have occurred to me to think about the Vatican in the context of a communist society without Robert's call tonight. But it makes perfect sense, right? Because that is how communism often works, where, sure, technically everyone owns nothing, but there's still that one dude in the golden robes driving around in the golden car, you know, being treated like a king. Almost literally, if not literally.
Which he literally is.
Yeah, and...
The Pope is literally the king of Vatican City in addition to his other position.
I'm not surprised to hear that. And wearing his royal slippers and whatever else, probably even sitting in a throne, it's definitely screwed up.
Well, and just like with the USSR, like the USSR would have collapsed immediately if it hadn't received so much aid from capitalist countries, specifically the United States. It was continuously being poured in, not only from our local commies around here, but from the government itself. A continuous stream of financial support to the USSR is what propped it up for so many years.
Yeah, unfortunately, the U.S. government does that sort of thing where it funds its enemies. If you look at the war in Afghanistan, I have no choice but to conclude that the entire thing was like, it was a 20-year exercise of them trying to solve the problem of how do we give a bunch of weapons to the Taliban without angering the American people. They're like, okay, well, we'll fight them for 20 years and then leave a bunch of stuff behind that they can have, and that way they'll have the weapons and the American people won't be like, why did you just arm the Taliban?
And this is part of why it's so absurd that people are freaking out about China. They're like, oh no, China's going back to their old communist ways. It's like, if you're worried about them, like, taking over, this is the best news you could possibly hope for.
Like, that's a fair point.
They're like, we're not communist enough. We've got to shoot a hole in our own boat and just sink our own economy.
And which economy is pouring massive amounts of money into China? The United States. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up about Bitcoin.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, where your calls and thoughts are welcome. 603 283 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. We're doing the studio tonight. It's Aria.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
And you reminded me that I had mentioned parking tickets earlier and how that ties into defunding the state. Well, here in Keene, a lot of the parking spaces, there are some places where you can find free parking, but generally you're going to pay for parking as something really minor. I don't know the exact amount, but like $1.50 for 2 hours or something like that. But, you know, that adds up into being a significant amount of money with all of these law-abiding citizens putting money into those meters and people coming by and collecting them. But if you don't pay those things and you get a ticket, the fine used to be $5 for the ticket, right, which is negligible. They since increased that to $10. But I'm going to tell you why the just saying no to this nonsense. If enough people did it, it would completely cripple it. If you say, no, I'm not paying this ticket, I'm requesting a trial. I don't know how much it costs the city of Keene to have a parking ticket trial, but I promise you,
it's more than $10.
Yes, between the bailiffs and the judges and the clerks and all the people who have to be there for that extra 10 or 15 minutes while they give you your stupid trial that they're probably going to find you guilty on anyway, significantly more than $10 that they would get from that parking ticket. So even if they find you guilty and you have to pay that $10, you cost them so much more than $10.
Well, that is one of those levels where we get the government that we demand.
Yeah, and if more people did that, if more people just demanded a trial and just, yeah, you're going to waste a day doing this, but go ahead and waste a day. If you want parking tickets to go away, be committed to wasting a day to do this. Don't pay the fine. When I say that, I mean request a court date, request a trial, and they can't sustain that. Mm-hmm. Having to pay $100 for every single parking ticket trial that comes through, if there's 10 trials that they make $100, but it costs them $1,000 to do that. That happens day after day after day. They just stop right. They have one or two options. They can increase the parking ticket fine to $100 for a fine, which would make people, the normal law-abiding citizen, just absolutely revolt if they went to pay their parking ticket in City Hall. Here's your $10. I go, oh, no, it's increased to $100 now. That normal average citizen would also then be requesting a trial. It would not be able to sustain itself if more people just said no. Mm-hmm. But most people just drop by and say, like, yeah, here's your $10, whatever, thanks, I'll be on my way now.
Yeah, this is a big part of what has led to the state being the size that it is that people do not demand that they actually go to trial when these laws that don't harm anyone, that are absolutely ridiculous, are broken. So the state has gotten used to, well, no one demands a trial anyway, so I can just nitpick further and further and further, and they're incentivized to do this because it's just more money in their pocket with the same amount of work.
That's essentially why, I mean, here in Keene, I have gotten parking tickets relatively recently, but it was on my Ford. If I was in my Eclipse, I would not have gotten that ticket because they know me, and they know I'm going to come in and request a trial, and it's just going to waste a bunch of their time, and it's not going to be beneficial to any party, and I'm going to walk away having paid $10 but costing them a lot of money in the process.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go to the phones, and that's beneficial for us, for the Keene Libertarians, but we shouldn't be so right. It shouldn't be where, oh, I see that Bitcoin.com sticker and that LRN.FM sticker, I'm just going to keep walking, pretend like I don't see it. That doesn't benefit the average person. We need the average person to be out there doing this as well. We need 50 or 100 people every single week in there demanding trials for parking tickets. And parking tickets and parking meters will go away very, very quickly.
Well, and it goes all the way with all of the superfluous things. Like, we do not need speeding tickets. That isn't helping society.
No. But let's go to the phones. We have David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, over the years, I've given you reports of about, close, literally, I counted them up, about coming up on 24 different New Mexico government officials that have been convicted of committing or adjudicated to have committed crimes, especially embezzlement, for instance.
Sorry.
Yeah, she's one of them. And Monica, well, actually, and Monica Zamora hasn't been convicted of anything. She's just been civilly sanctioned in the form of a reversal by the New Mexico Court of Appeals, where the New Mexico Court of Appeals three-judge panel unanimously said that the lower court judge at the time, and Monica Zamora, had violated the law, and they reversed the trafficking, the illegally trafficking of my children committed by and Monica Zamora. They reversed that and vacated her decision. And this ties into that, ironically, that you ask. In the trial,
the name you said often enough that I've memorized is all.
Yes, and the other one is John J. Romero Jr. That's and in the trial where I was before M. Monica Zamora, and she decided against me illegally, and I took her to the Court of Appeals and beat her, my three big judges, to her zero judges. In that trial, I happened to have discovered where another tens of thousands estimated taxpayer dollars in the state of New Mexico are being embezzled or illegally used. And I was going to point out there's another sheriff here reading KRQE.com, former New Mexico sheriff under investigation for embezzlement. So this is just one more. But it's notable in this article that Hector Balderas, hi Hector, the Attorney General of the state of New Mexico, and Brian Colon, hi Brian, the state auditor in the state of New Mexico, are both investigating this embezzlement. And that's notable because I have spoken to Brian Colon personally on several occasions and took the time to file formal report as per their reporting to the state auditor. I filed their formal report on this embezzlement, and Brian Colon, the state auditor in New Mexico, didn't seem to be interested in the embezzlement. That I can literally prove it. I have all the evidence necessary to prove this embezzlement. So, Brian, since you're interested in embezzlement, as cited here at KRQE.com, former New Mexico sheriff under investigation for embezzlement, since you're interested in that embezzlement,
I sincerely doubt that this guy is listening to Free Talk Live.
I guarantee you that he will hear about this within 48 hours, as will Hector Balderas, the AG,
because
whom I also filed.
Network?
Yes. And Hector, I also filed, reported to the Attorney General's office about these things, too. So since you're interested in this embezzlement, you should also be interested in the embezzlement, which I can prove, Hector Balderas and Brian Colon in the state of New Mexico. There you go.
Well, thank you so much for the call tonight, David. A lot of names there that I don't care at all about. But I mean,
you get some fair warning. if you're in Arizona, if you run into these people, New Mexico.
But you are out there fighting the fight that you care about, David, and I do commend that. So good on you for that. Obviously, I mean, he's not wrong. New Mexico is clearly filled with corruption and investment and stuff. So I wouldn't want to stay there if it was me. I'd rather go to New Hampshire or somewhere that's at least marginally less corrupt.
Same here.
603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. When we get back, we're going to talk about Bitcoin and the New York City mayor who is being paid in it. It's free.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The FDA has expanded its authorization of the antiviral drug remdesivir to some COVID-19 outpatients. The antiviral drug has been approved for patients age 12 and older who weigh at least 88 pounds with a positive COVID-19 test result. The FDA also revised the emergency use authorization for the drug to include pediatric patients under the age of 12 who are also experiencing mild symptoms. The actions will allow the patients to receive remdesivir through intravenous infusion for a total of 3 days. The FDA said while these actions provide another treatment option to reduce risk of hospitalization, remdesivir is not a substitute for vaccination. They stressed that vaccination remains the strongest preventative measure against COVID-19. This is USA Radio News. There's an update in the case of Gabby Petito, who was found dead in September in a national park in Wyoming. The FBI office in Denver said a notebook found near the remains of Gabby Petito's boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, shows an admission by Laundrie that he was responsible for her death. Laundrie immediately became the prime suspect. His body was found in October, and authorities say he killed himself. At least one person was injured in a four-vehicle crash in Los Angeles Friday, including a vehicle driven by Arnold Schwarzenegger. The actor and former California governor wasn't injured. Details are still emerging on what caused the crash. Authorities say the impact was so severe that the airbags in Schwarzenegger's SUV were released. Police say alcohol and drugs were not involved in the collision. So far, no one has been charged in the incident. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160 if you would like to weigh in. Again, the number 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Pigless Mountaineer.
And we do have a story coming up about the new New York City Mayor, Eric Adams, who's evidently very crypto-friendly. I think he said during his campaign that he wanted to make New York City... I mean, basically, he wants it to be like Keene. He probably doesn't even know about Keene, about the existence of Keene, because that kind of cryptocurrency person, they don't care about the ideas of cryptocurrency and the utilities of cryptocurrency and what it could do to defund the state. They care about, ooh, money go up, me richer type of stuff. And that's my feeling from Eric Adams based on some of the stuff he said and based on just his political positions. He's not a libertarian. He's not coming at Bitcoin from a libertarian perspective. He's coming at it from a I want to make money perspective. And I guess that's okay because it does bring in more people, but it doesn't make me respect the guy. But before we go into him and his taking payments in Bitcoin, we have Jack on the line from Ocean Shores. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, my apologies. First, with the letter, what was his name? The original Bitcoin person?
Satoshi Nakamoto.
Is there any more origin story to that? I'm just curious.
So is the rest
it's
of the world,
incredibly
man.
Incredibly mysterious.
So this person
could have been of a government that did it. I don't think so.
People have floated that conspiracy.
Is it possible?
Extremely unlikely.
Technically, it is technically possible. However, if so, then this is the government's own suicide.
So Satoshi Nakamoto, for those who aren't aware, was the person who created the white paper. From which Bitcoin was created. I think he also created the first Bitcoin mining program. He was the creator, or they, or she, or them, it, or we don't know, because we don't know anything about Satoshi Nakamoto, but they were the creator of Bitcoin. Like the actual literal creator. And in the early days of Bitcoin, I think it was bitcointalk.org or something like that. I don't remember the exact website, but Satoshi Nakamoto, there was a way to subscribe to his newsletters, and every so often you'd receive a newsletter from Satoshi Nakamoto, and it would be generally, there were some of them that were all about, you know, destroying the current financial institutions because they were evil and they were corrupt and they were doing horrific things to people. And then Satoshi disappeared. I'm sorry?
He just disappeared off the face of the earth.
Yes.
That's what's so interesting.
And then suddenly, nothing.
Yep.
From Satoshi Nakamoto.
Weird.
And since you asked if it could be the government, so here's the thing. The government is doing their own version of this anyway. It's called a CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency, which is in many ways like cryptocurrency, except that it's state-run, it's coercive, it's violent, it's centralized.
And it won't be cryptographic.
Yeah, it's not cryptographic. It doesn't actually make use of the breakthrough in technology that cryptocurrency is.
Yeah, so in other words, these central banks could have created these digital currencies without Bitcoin ever existing.
And that's the kind of product they want, the kind of product where they're in control of it, they get to decide who uses it and when, it's completely centralized and authoritarian. That's what they want.
Yeah, it is, sadly. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Jack. So New York City Mayor Eric Adams, even in the midst of a crypto slump, they write, isn't backing out of his plans to take his first three paychecks in Bitcoin and Ethereum.
Well, and just real quick, that makes it a better idea. So, I mean, if your plan was to get paid in Ethereum and Bitcoin, and, oh no, now the price is suddenly lower, I mean, you're going to get paid the same amount of dollars, which is now a greater number of Bitcoins and Ethereum.
If so, you believe that Bitcoin and Ethereum are going to increase in value again.
Well, I mean, okay, sure. Whether that's a good idea depends on if you think it'll increase in value. But it is either way a greater number at this point. So, and
it is.
And if you look at their track record, they go down and then they go back up higher than they were. Is the standard method so far?
I don't remember when Bitcoin hit its peak of $68,000, but it was at $62,000 not terribly long ago. So now if it's at $36,000 again, it means that instead of buying 0.01 Bitcoin, you can use that same amount of money to buy 0.02 Bitcoin. And you may think, oh, well, so those people who had Bitcoin, they lost all this money. Yes, potentially, but I'll point you back to that Twitter account and the 500% increase that people would have had if they had use their stimulus checks from the government to buy cryptocurrency, to buy Bitcoin instead of televisions or whatever.
Yeah, and it is worth pointing out what this is good for, because I got into an argument with someone, and they're like, well, you know, if you have this money for your expenses and it's suddenly worth, you know, half as much, that's going to be a problem. It's like, okay, yeah. It is not good for an emergency expense account. What
sure.
It is good for is a long-term savings plan. Because even the people who's like, oh, but it's so volatile. Okay, but if, for example, you'd bought in when it was $17,000, which was an absolute peak that it immediately crashed from, and you'd held on to it, even now when it is in a slump, it would still be worth like twice as much.
Yeah, I remember that. I think Bitcoin fell to below $5,000 after mm-hmm. hitting $17,000. It took a really, really long time for it to recover
mm-hmm.
and start its trajectory back upward, but it did, and it reached a new peak of I think $61,000 or something like that, and then more recently $68,000. I don't know what Bitcoin is going to do next, but I do know Well, I don't know this, but I believe in the long run that whatever Bitcoin is at now, eventually is going to be 10 times that, and eventually it's going to be 100 times that, because there are only 21 million Bitcoins that are ever going to exist.
And it's also worth pointing out that since this space, I mean, when people were just getting into it, sure, it was, it made you a ton of money to just buy some Bitcoin and hold on to it.
Yeah.
But now that this space has been established, I mean, there are a bunch of exchanges, and a lot of people aren't just on the level of, I can acquire this, but they're able to trade it. So anyone who was like, huh, this looks like it's crashing, but I'm on an exchange where I can borrow some, and they borrowed some Bitcoin, well, now that it crashed, it's going to be a lot easier for them to pay back that Bitcoin that they borrowed, and they can still make money off of it. So, I mean, it is continuously rewarding the people who are getting into it.
Absolutely. And minor correction here, because they go on, Adams officially received his first paycheck yesterday, which was converted to Bitcoin and Ethereum through cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase. So he did not receive his paychecks in Bitcoin and Ethereum. He used his paycheck to buy Bitcoin and Ethereum from Coinbase. There's an enormous difference between the two, and no one ever called in to remind me what the name of that website was, but these websites do exist where you can send your check directly off to someone, and they will immediately convert it into cryptocurrency and send you your paycheck in that cryptocurrency. You can do it for as little as 1% of your check or up to 100% if you wanted. According to the New York Post, the New York City mayor receives biweekly checks of about $5,900, amounting to a salary of more than $250,000 a year. I did not realize the New York City mayor made so much money.
Oh, yeah. Well, and given that, and as always with politics, that is what it appears that they're making. The fact of the matter is that they are doing favors for people who are going to repay those favors in the future. When he is done being mayor of New York, he's going to be paid for speaking exorbitant amounts of money.
Not to mention, he probably gets a meal stipend, a gas stipend, and all of that sort of stuff. And not to mention all the people who are like, hey, let me buy you dinner tonight and talk to you about this bill proposal I have or something like that. So, yeah.
And the possibility of a book deal and all of that.
Adams did not reveal how much of his check is split between Bitcoin and Ethereum, but if the crypto market continues to trend downwards, the funds from Adams' first check may quickly evaporate. Please. It's not going down to zero. Take a relax, all right, guys? 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in on this, or if you remember the name of that website that allows you to send your paycheck through direct deposit directly to a crypto exchange, give us a call.
If you feel America is facing more danger than ever. You're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, where we love Bitcoin. We talk about it quite a lot because it's the most powerful tool that we've ever seen to defund the state in the war and to establish liberty in our lifetimes. And that means something to us here on Free Talk Live. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Bigless Mountaineer.
Talking here about Mayor Adams, who is the mayor of New York City, the new mayor of New York City. You may think, oh, well, this guy sounds pretty good because he's into Bitcoin. No, he's your same old politician. He promised to do whatever health experts recommended he should do about COVID-19.
So this is another example of a stopped clock being right twice a day.
Yeah, he's not going to come in here and shake things up or anything like that. And he's not going to undo New York City's massive regulation apparatus that prevents people from using cryptocurrency in New York City. But he did announce that he would take his first three paychecks in Bitcoin last November. And again, I hate that phrasing because he's not taking his paychecks in Bitcoin. He's using his paychecks to buy Bitcoin. And there are methods in place. See, when I hear this, I think, oh, okay, well, this New York City must have Bitcoin.
Well, the imaginary entity that is New York City, it doesn't own any Bitcoin to pay him in Bitcoin.
You don't think so? The federal government has cryptocurrency. I'm sure the state of New Hampshire has some Bitcoin.
Wait, the federal government itself owns Bitcoin? That I find difficult to believe. Now,
they have
senators. Oh, there is that. Oh, you mean the Bitcoin that they've gotten from, say, stealing it from the people that they kidnap?
Well, that's how they steal. That's how they acquire all of their money is ultimately by stealing it.
That's a fair point. But I don't think the city of New York has, and I could be off on this.
I don't know if they have or not.
Maybe the city of New York has, you know, raided people and found a way to steal their Bitcoin because they had the private key written down somewhere.
Or, by contrast, he orders the New York City Treasury, I don't know how that works. He orders the New York City to open a cryptocurrency exchange and say, hey, you have to pay me, and this is the only form of money I'm going to take. So you're going to have to buy Bitcoin and send that Bitcoin to me.
Well, I'm glad he didn't do it that way, actually.
Why?
Because if he'd done that, then New York City would already have its own Bitcoin wallet, and when Bitcoin or whatever replaces the U.S. dollar, it would be ready to make that transition more smoothly. And frankly, I want the most authoritarian governments to have the biggest problem moving from authoritarian models to libertarian models.
That's fair. But I still am going to take issue with the phrasing that he's taking his paychecks in Bitcoin. But the move came out of a Twitter exchange between Adams and Miami Mayor Francis Suarez, who said he would receive his next paycheck in Bitcoin. Adams wanted to take things a bit further, though, electing to get not one, but three paychecks in digital currency. I've also noticed this growing trend of using digital currency and virtual currency in place of cryptocurrency, as though these things are just completely equivalent. And
that's entirely intentional. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
The purpose of this, they want people to believe that cryptocurrency is the same as Bitcoin, is the same as digital currency.
I don't think they do, because is there a long game here that the central bank's digital currency, the normies out there just go, oh, it's just like Bitcoin. It's Bitcoin.
Exactly. And it's not even a long game, because the Federal Reserve just released a statement saying that we are looking into like what it takes to make a central bank digital currency. And they've actually said, hey, if you want to weigh in on this, here's where to send us, you know, your thoughts or questions or concerns or information.
Federal Reserve. I have my own paper shredder.
Right. But they're like, yep, we are definitely going to make a central bank digital currency soon. So, right now, they have a vested interest in people believing that all digital currency is the same as Bitcoin, is the same as cryptocurrency.
Mayor Adams is but one of a number of high-profile figures to take their paychecks in cryptocurrency. NFL players, including Aaron Rodgers, Odell Beckham Jr., and Tom Brady, have also chosen to convert a portion, if not their entire salaries, into cryptocurrency. And the one that I didn't know had done that was Tom Brady, which is surprising, considering I live in New Hampshire, where people, despite him having left New England, the football team, to go somewhere else, they still love him. They still love the football team here, but they still love him as well. So I would have expected that of all the New Englanders I know who are into Bitcoin, one of them are like, hey, did you know Tom Brady is also into Bitcoin? And this led me to an article. Go ahead.
I think it's one of those, if General Patton moves to China, they're still going to worship him.
Yes, good point.
Because, I mean, to a large extent, sports are a stand-in for war. And so this is the great warrior who has represented them in the past. So even when he leaves New England, they still go, yeah, you're the one that fought for us.
And he did for a very long... Isn't dude like in his 40s by now?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, dude. And I don't know what the status is because I don't pay attention to it, but the last I heard from a friend of mine who does pay attention to it, he might go to yet another Super Bowl, which would be like 8, I think, maybe 9, I don't know.
He has had a very long and distinguished career.
At some point,
kind of reminds me of John Elway, who had also a very long and distinguished career.
But nowhere near as many records, man. That's what's so bizarre about this guy.
I'm actually not sure on that one. I know there was a lot of ranting and raving about it, but I've never been a sports fan, so yeah. I don't know any of this stuff.
I haven't either, but I do know the name Tom Brady, and I'm looking into this, I came across this article where he traded a Bitcoin to a fan for his 600th touchdown football.
And I am very glad to see a good or service being denominated in price in Bitcoin.
So,
how much does this cost? Not $35,000, not $45,000, one Bitcoin.
This market doesn't come to us from like ESPN or anything like that, so you don't have to worry about it. It does go into some stats here, but at a glance, it looks like they're telling you about Patriots stats or Tampa Bay Buccaneers, apparently, stats, but they're actually not. Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady is giving a fan one Bitcoin in exchange for his 600th career touchdown football. He threw the record-setting touchdown last Sunday. No NFL player had ever thrown 600 touchdowns, apparently. But Mike Evans, the wide receiver who caught it, had not realized the ball was a record-setting one and gave the ball to a fan in the stands.
Wow.
Yeah, that sucks.
So to me, one of the big things that this really illustrates, especially with the New York mayor, so a lot of people are like, we won't get our freedom until we fight for it. And when they say fight, they mean like literally cause people harm in order to get their liberty. And it's like, no. Even the authoritarians recognize value when it's value. So if you want to get the police to act in a non-aggressive manner, here's what you do. You get rich with things like cryptocurrency and precious metals and whatever other thing you can do to be smart, go around the standard way, innovate a new way of doing things, and get rich. And then you pay them as security guards because they know what value is, and you just have to operate on that.
So after the team realized the importance of the ball, the TV broadcast caught Buccaneers officials negotiating with the fan to get the ball back. Brady addressed the situation during something, saying, I got the ball back. There was a lot of negotiation in order to get the ball back. And it turns out that it was Byron Kennedy, the fan who got the ball. He's going to receive two Brady signed jerseys, or he did receive two signed jerseys, a signed helmet, a signed Evans jersey, plus his cleats, a $1,000 store credit, season tickets for 2 years, and a Bitcoin. And that's the only part of this that I'm interested in, because I don't care about football, but if I found myself at a football game and I had the Tampa Bay Buccaneers there, and they're like, hey, okay, we'll give you a Bitcoin. All right. Well, I can't take a Bitcoin right now, but in this hypothetical world where for some reason I'm at a football game, I'm also not facing federal charges that prohibit me from using Bitcoin. I'm like, all right, sold, yeah. You can have this ball. You want to pay me a Bitcoin for this ball? I'll absolutely do it. So that's cool. And I didn't know that he was one of the people interested in cryptocurrency.
And before we head out tonight, I want to say I am extremely grateful to the people that gathered in D.C. because as far as I can tell, there wasn't any violence or anything like that, because it is incredibly important that we maintain and continue our peaceful nature when we're doing these, when we're standing up for our rights, when we're doing rallies. We have to be the good guys. We have to be the ones who are doing things peacefully. That's why we're standing against tyranny, is because they don't do things peacefully.
Yeah, and they're looking for a reason to demonize us.
Absolutely.
And so never give them that reason. Be as peaceful as you can, but can't just lay down for the forever. Be peaceful about saying no,
exactly.
I suppose. We're out of time for tonight, but you can join us in the meantime on our chat server. It's federated, so you don't have to worry about censorship from Discord. You can find it at chat.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.